KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and we're having a lot of fun. We always do inviting ministries into the studio, which, by the way, if you're a local ministry that we haven't reached out to, we'd love to hear from you. Email contact@abqconnect.online. Yeah. contact@abqconnect.online. And, Paula Gonzalez is in studio with us, as is Jennifer Ward from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And forgive me, Paula, because I just go with Paula. I don't say like Mrs. Director or, but what is your title?
My title is Executive Director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque.
All right. And well earned. We appreciate all the work that you do. And Jennifer, likewise.
Yes. Community Outreach Director for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque.
Well, that's just fun.
It is fun. It's definitely a lot of work.
You get to be, yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, I want to invite all of you that are listening to take notes, because we're going to let you know about some of the things going on at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, which, by the way, maybe while we're talking, you can go to the website, carenetabq.com.
Yes.
.com, carenetabq.com. And one of the things, Paula, I know that you and I discussed before coming on, we want to talk about a new abortion clinic that's coming to Albuquerque, which I will tell you, no surprise after the Roe versus Wade decision, just knowing where New Mexico's, you know, because they threw it back to the states, which some people are still very confused about. I thought, wait a minute, I thought abortion wasn't legal. No, it's plenty legal depending on the state that you're in. In New Mexico, once again, on the top of the list you don't want to be on, they are, it's like a, it's a destination, Paula.
That's right. It is. Yeah. So we just discovered, it's been about 3 weeks, I would say August 22nd to be exact. There was an abortion clinic that popped up in Albuquerque, and we had no idea. We know that there are several. They have planned 5 abortion clinics in the state of New Mexico to pop up. And one did. And then there's another one that's in Las Cruces that's going to be opening soon.
Now, is that part of the $10 million that our governor has aimed at building a clinic in Las Cruces?
That is correct. Yes. So that clinic down in Las Cruces is that our governor has signed an executive order to give him $10 million. And that clinic is going to be state funded and state workers. So it's not even going to be, that's kind of how they're getting away with it.
And I'll say the same thing. I already said it to you off the air, but I was on the air with Paul Gessing the other day.
Yeah.
Pretty sure the governor, the government didn't aim any money towards any fertility clinics or obviously CareNet, but CareNet is supported by our listeners.
We are 100% funded by donors. We do not take any government funding. So we operate out of the generosity of people that believe in our mission and vision of CareNet.
You know, and I think about some of the conversations that people have, you know, when this the $10 million project down in Las Cruces comes up, and if you show any concern about it, so, you know, it wouldn't be unusual for someone you're discussing this with to say, don't you care about women? You know, don't you care about, yeah, you know, I do so much. I would encourage them to go see the CareNet Pregnancy Center, because what I know is that the staff there loves the people walking
Absolutely.
Through the door.
Yes. So we are women's health.
Yeah.
And we also, we meet her where she's at. All our services are free. We offer free ultrasounds, free pregnancy tests. I should have said free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and STI, STD testing. And we offer other programs that help her through her journey to be a parent, which our program is called Earn While You Learn. And she's able to get some resources that we can offer her for free, which helps her in her journey. They come in, these beautiful women come in, and we want to help them be the hero of their own story. And by understanding what they're facing and helping them navigate the waters to know that she matters and the baby that she's carrying also matters. But most importantly, we want her to know that she is valued.
Yeah, and I'll testify just from the work I know that CareNet Pregnancy Center has done for decades.
Yes, so we're actually about to celebrate our 40th anniversary come November 1st. And I can't even believe we've been here thus long. And God has provided and continually has been so kind and generous with us to be able to make her the hero of her own story, and that is to save lives.
Now, I want to kind of go back to this, the new abortion clinic we mentioned.
Yes.
That's going to be built. Well, there's a new one in Albuquerque.
Yes.
And there's the one that, again, our governor's provided allocated $10 million to help build in Las Cruces.
Mm-hmm.
How can our what can our listeners lovingly, carefully do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to happen, I guess. But is there any action? And again, loving, caring, the way Jesus would do
right.
it.
Right.
What can people do that are just hearing about this now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to let Jen kind of talk about a little bit of how they can come alongside and be part of this opportunity that's coming up.
Yeah, so there's a lot of opportunities that we have if the listeners want to get involved at CareNet. And we always encourage prayer, of course, at our sidewalk. So our sidewalk advocates are just amazing, and it is truly led from the Lord. So if you are a prayer warrior and the Lord impresses on your heart to pray at the sidewalk of the abortion clinics, that's always a need. We actually have 40 Days for Life coming up. We have our fall rally on September 25th at 7 p.m. at 522 Lomas Boulevard Northeast. And we will kick off 40 days of prayer and fasting for our city and for our state. And we are just encouraging the community to come out, because these are the things that we need to show a presence for. And if not when, then if not now, then when?
Right. Now, I was trying to write that down as fast as I could. Fall rally, September
25th.
Okay, and that's at 522 Lomas.
Lomas Boulevard, yes.
Okay. Give me a cross street or some kind of reference.
It's going to be right off the freeway across from Embassy Suites Hotel.
Okay, so it's going to be on the west side of I-25.
Correct.
On Lomas, on the south side of Lomas.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can't miss that big hotel. Correct. So now the fall rally, is that the kickoff for the 40 Days for Life?
It is the kickoff. Yes. 40 Days for Life. This fall, season is going to be September 26th through November 6th. But the actual kickoff rally is going to be Sunday, September 25th. And that's where we're encouraging the community to come out, at 7 p.m. and pray with us. It's about an hour long, and they are encouraged to pick a time through the 40 days to go out and pray at the abortion clinics.
Okay, now, someone listening,
mm-hmm.
A listener may think, yeah, I can go do that. I'll just stand outside on the sidewalk and pray. I know how to do that.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking about doing that,
mm-hmm.
I might think, am I prepared to have a discussion on this topic with someone who's probably going to confront me for being there?
Yeah.
Is there opportunity for people to be prepared for that?
There is. So these folks will not be alone. We will have sidewalk advocates that do this on a regular basis, chosen for these hours. So that individual will not be out there. If somebody does confront them, they can refer, I guess, that person to the expert.
Okay.
So that way we can guide them through that conversation.
Okay. So if they do want, do they just show up? Oh, no, I guess the thing would be to contact, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And of course, if they're out at the fall rally, September 25th, that's a great way to contact
Absolutely.
The staff for the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque.
Yes.
And then I'm guessing is it that organized where they have a schedule? You know that so-and-so signed up to go be a prayer warrior here.
Yes, that's correct. So we have dates and times already pre-scheduled. If they would like that information, they can always contact Project Defending Life. That's another pro-life organization that we are coming alongside for 40 Days for Life. Or they can contact CareNet at 505-880-8373. And we can provide that information.
Okay. And is that Grant that does the organization you mentioned, Project Defending Life? Or?
No.
Okay, it's someone else. Okay.
Yes.
But we appreciate you guys working with these other groups to accomplish things.
Yeah. Yes.
If you're listening and you're a prayer warrior, you want to be a part of this, we want to encourage you to do that. Before we go to the break, Paula, I kind of want to throw it back to you. Is there something on this topic you want to make sure we cover before we move on?
Yeah, so I just want to mention Project Defending Life is another pregnancy center in Albuquerque. So they are, again, they are pro-life, and they're actually located on Lomas and San Mateo area, right next to Planned Parenthood. This is just a really good time, as you mentioned, like what can the listeners do to participate? One is prayer. Another way is financially support us. And the third way is if you feel called to serve in ministry at CareNet, please contact us at 505-880-8373.
Okay, and I know we have other things to talk about. We can always make sure we're to cover more of the services. You mentioned some of them briefly, but on the website there's all kinds of information about the various services available through CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We'll get to some of that and get some great information for you coming up after the break on ABQ Connect.
The men and women who are active duty, reserve, and retired members of the United States Armed Forces make up a close-knit family. Within that family, Christian Military Fellowship is its own community, serving the heroes who have done so much for us. Whether active duty or not, through CMF, service members are able to support one another through Bible studies, discipleship, prayer, and so much more. The weight of living in today's world is heavy enough without the added responsibilities placed on our service members. The hope found in Jesus Christ is the only answer for military and civilian alike. CMF knows this and is continuing to lift up United States service members and their families. To connect with or start a Christian military fellowship group in your area, visit cmfhq.org. That's CMFHQ, CMFHQ.org.
Calvary Chapel New Harvest is located in the heart of Valencia County and serves the community of Los Lunas and the surrounding area. They gather Sunday morning for worship services at 8 a.m. and the Wednesday night service at 7, led by Pastor David Maestas. Located on Main Street, they also provide programs for kids and youth. Find more details at calvarynhll.org.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-579 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. And want to thank we had someone earlier asking something of Johnny and Friends via our text line, because you heard about the text line in the intro and outro and coming back from the breaks. And we're We didn't get to it, but I do want to encourage you, if you are listening, you have a question about Care Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, your involvement, any of the things we've talked about, that 505-585-LIVE. And if you are still listening, who sent the text, we will pass along your question to Johnny. And let's get back to our conversation with the staff, Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, in studio with us, Paula Gonzalez. And also want to welcome again Jennifer Ward back into the broadcast. Now, there's another event we want to make sure to mention, Paula.
Yes, absolutely. So we have an event coming up. It's called Laugh for Life. And Laugh for Life is a family-friendly event. You can bring your entire family. We have raffling baskets. We're actually out in the community asking businesses if they would put something together, because these funds, 100% of the funds go to fund our medical mobile unit. Our medical mobile unit is a clinic on wheels, and we travel around the state and offer free pregnancy tests and ultrasounds. We are asked to go to Los Alamos to go do those services out there. So our medical mobile unit is very important to us. It's really our fifth center on wheels. We park outside this late-term abortion clinic, and we're also parking at churches now in the communities. And so the churches are really getting the word out so that women can come and get these services for free. So that's really what the Laugh for Life is, taking place October 21st, starting at 5:30. Doors open at 5:30. The event starts at 7 p.m. And again, we'll have food trucks and just a really enjoyable time for the family. So you're getting off of work, don't worry, we have food. That was good. And it's just a really good time to laugh. And so our special guest is one of our own at CareNet, Virginia Gonzalez. She's our client services director, and she's a legit comedian, and she is funny. So come check her out, because she will make you laugh.
Wow. Well, you know, when we talk about such a serious subject, that's got to be impressive.
Yes.
It is.
So, and I missed it, Laugh for Life, the date again?
It's October 21st. Doors open at 5:30. Event starts at 7.
And where is it?
It is at Legacy Church up on Coors and Central. And visit our website at carenetabq.com. Go to our events page, and all the information is there for you to share. And we ask, we wanting to make sure that this event is so big, so we have little pocket cards that we give to people so that they can let others know about this event. We even have posters that if churches want to promote it at their church and help us make this event successful, we have those resources. Ms. Jen Ward, 5880-8373, and she will get you situated.
Is Laugh for Life, is this something you've done before?
Yes.
So have you been to one, Paula?
Yes. We have it annually. Last year we had a great comedian come alongside with his sister, Derek Tennant, and his sister, Julie Tennant, is fabulous. And so we look forward every year, because this is what funds our medical mobile unit. So we've been doing it since 2000. I believe it's still since 15 or 16.
Okay. So if you just tuned in, I'm Steve Ryman. You're listening to ABQ Connect. And in studio with us, Paula Gonzalez of CareNet Pregnancy Centers, Albuquerque, along with Jennifer Ward of the same. And ladies, want to make sure, too, those listening, obviously they know our stance, your stance on abortion.
Yes.
I think we made it clear, though, the love of Christ is primary.
Yes.
In all the things that you guys, gals, guys, folks. we've talked in the past, too, you know, so often the discussion comes across as preventative only, to save lives, which it does. Thank you, and thank the Lord so much for working through you guys to do that. There's times where people have already made a decision.
Yes.
They've gone, they've had an abortion.
Yes.
And they're dealing with all the things that come with that. And I'm going to kind of hand it off to you there because maybe someone's listening to the thing that, you know, is, I wish I would have heard about this before.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have seen, women and even men, that have been part of an abortion. And we offer a program called Leading to Joy. We've had women that have been carrying this, load, heavy load for years. I met a woman that had been carrying it for 36 years and she had never told anybody her abortion. And she discovered CareNet and went through the program, Leading to Joy program. So it really doesn't matter how long it's been since you've had an abortion. It's the healing process that we want to offer you as a listener, if that is you. We want you to know that we are here to guide you and help you come to a place of restoration. God is a God of restoration, and he also promises that, you know, he will restore the years that the locust has eaten. And that's what one of the programs that we offer, Steve, and we just want her to know that she doesn't have to navigate, and even him as well,
yeah.
Men as well, face this because they're part of the decision that took place. And I'm reading a book right now of stories of men that have been part of that decision and how it has affected them in life. And our men matter. We have a fatherhood program where we want to mentor men on how to be dads. And what does that look like? They may have never had the mentorship, the example of what that looked like. And so we offer that program as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the staff that oversees that.
Yeah, so our fatherhood program, our fatherhood coordinator, I'm so sorry, his name is Dan Rosecrans. And he comes alongside the men that come into our centers. We have a group of men at each of our centers. And so one of the things that we ask when she calls is somebody joining you to your appointment?
Right.
And when a male comes to that appointment, we want to be ready with a male advocate there that is part of the fatherhood program to meet him where he's at, to give him an opportunity, to give him guidance as to what that looks like with her decision. So we want to meet both of them because he's just as important as she is.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got about 4 minutes, and I want sure via the website that the listener knows where to find some of the things we've talked about. And you mentioned Morning to
Joy. Joy. Morning to Joy.
And what I'm seeing on the website, if you're going to carenetabq.com, on under resources, there's the after abort care.
Yes.
That's found there. But as is the pregnancy and parenting education. What does that involve?
Pregnancy and parenting is where we come alongside these parents and help them through different courses so they can learn how to be better equipped as parents. If they're married, how they could learn to be better partners in their relationships. And there's such a great perk. So once they go through these courses and they complete the course, they can come into our centers and shop at our baby boutiques. So they get their free diapers, their free wipes, clothing for their babies, personal hygiene items, and so it kind of ties in together.
And on that same link or on the same tab on the mm-hmm. website at carenetabq.com, the next is for men only, which we I think we've pretty well covered that. The community referrals information there, and again, the website is carenetabq.com. Ladies, we've got about 2 minutes. And one of the things that's come up a couple times, the word free.
Yes.
Which, you know, to the clients, there's no cost. But things have been paid for, and that happens because of the donations from generous givers,
yes.
Some of which may be listening today. Now, whether you're an individual who wants to support or a business, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is to reach out to me directly. They can contact me at 505-880-8373. We love our donors. Again, like you said, everything that we offer is free and confidential, and we wouldn't be able to provide these services without the generosity of our donors.
All right. And, Paul, I'm going to kind of do a brief synopsis of some of the stuff we talked about. But before I do that, was there anything else you wanted to make sure we cover?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, we're always praying and hoping that we get monthly donors. One cup of coffee a month, maybe two. I know I can have more than two a week. You know, to be partner up with us on a monthly basis, that would be amazing.
Okay, well, some of the things we talked about, put these on your calendar. The fall rally is happening September 25th, 522 Lomas, just across the street from Embassy Suites on Lomas, west of I-25. That's 7 p.m. 40 Days for Life is running from September 26th through November 6th, and they're looking for prayer warriors to be out on the sidewalks outside of abortion clinics to be praying. Project Defending Life, you mentioned your involvement with them as well. But on October 21st, the Laugh for Life, doors open at 5:30. It starts at 7 o'clock at Legacy Church, and Virginia Gonzalez is going to be there to entertain.
Yes,
all
she
right.
is.
Hey, we're out of time, ladies. Paula Gonzalez and Jennifer Ward. Jennifer Ward, yeah. Thank you so much for your time. And we ladies come back and spend some time giving us an update at another time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having us. Yes.
Okay. I want to thank all for listening to ABQ Connect today. Join us again tomorrow. We'll get that update from Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates on ABQ Connect.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.